The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Ayin Gimel. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat Morzekenir by Yosef Ben Sara, Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Aydin Amen. Fas Shulema, Shlomo Ben Miriam, Sara, Ruhama, Bat Rachel, Sara Bat Rachel. Ena referen lehem, Fata Nefesh Ufata Guf. ופואתם קרובה לבו. וכן יהי רצון ולומר אמן. בגין תראה איזה דף ע"ג גימל עמוד ראשון, and we are on the third line, בער עמי בר חמה. חירש, מהו שיפר לאשתו? Okay, a person is deaf. Can he make הפרה to the נדרים of his wife? We're talking about he can talk. So he can make the הפרה, he just can't hear. So what's the question? So the Gemara says, well, אם תמסה לומר בעל מפר בלא שמיעה, if you want to answer the last question that we had, the question that we ended up on last daf was, what if a husband did not hear about the nidr? Can he make hafara where he has hearing, but he just didn't hear the nidr? So the Gemara wants to say, אם תמסה לומר בעל מפר בלא שמיעה, and if you want to tell me the answer to the last question, because we really didn't answer it, the Gemara left it in abeyance, but if you want to answer me that what that a baal can be if his wife's neder without hearing it, mishum devar mishmahu, because at least he potentially has the ability to hear. Aval cheresh dela bar mishmahu, but a cheresh that doesn't even have the ability to hear, hainu de Rabbi Zera, falls into the category of Rabbi Zera. Now let's read the opinion of Rabbi Zera. And I'm going to explain it to you. The Amar Bizera Kola Ra'ui LeBila En Bila Me'akevet Bo. V'chos She'en Ra'ui LeBila Bila Me'akevet Bo. What's this law of Bila? What's the law by Menachot? The law is that Menachot has to be mixed with certain ingredients. The Mincha is with flour, with oil, with Lebona. And then the Deen is you have to mix them together. But the Deen is, if you didn't mix them together, it's okay. So long as it's ra'ui li-bila. Bila means bilila, bila mixing. So long as the ingredients are potentially able to be mixed, in bila ma'akevet. The bila, the mixing is not ma'akev because it's potentially able to be mixed. However, kol she'en ra'ui li-bila, where you put too much ingredients, more than you're supposed to, where really it's, even if you mix it, it's not gonna be mixed well. So v'kol she'en ra'ui li-bila, if it's not ra'ui to mix, bila ma'akivet. Now already the bila is ma'akivet. Now it's a problem. Which means by the minacha, all you need is potential, even though you don't have actual. So that'll say the same thing over here. That if a person can hear, he just didn't hear the neder. Good, so he's ra'ui li-bila. He's ra'ui to hear, he just didn't hear. I'll say, en bila ma'akivet. Mashek en ha'cheresh, he's not ra'ui li-bila. He cannot even hear at all. Therefore, I'll say the bila is ma'akevet. Use the same sevara. Or dilma, or maybe I'll say, v'shamar isha. Lo ma'akev. Or maybe I'll tell you, no, the pasuk comes along and says, v'shamar isha. And what am I going to learn from v'shamar isha? So I'll come and tell you that what? Maybe it's not ma'akev. That's not ma'akev. The pasuk is saying where the wife, I'm sorry, where the husband heard, but it's lav dafka where the husband heard. Who adin the pasuk is just talking in the normal a normal case. No, normally speaking, a husband hears, but in mean, if he doesn't hear, it's okay. So that's the she'ela. Cheresh, can he make hafarat nedarim or not? So amar ravata shema v'shama isha, but it says and the husband will hear prat le'eshet cheresh. It's coming to exclude the wife of a cheresh, which means if the husband is a cheresh, ma'mina, that what? He cannot be mefer. V'shamar isha, they're learning over there from the pasuk, that's coming to exclude a cheresh. So now, the question is good. So we answer that question conclusively. A cheresh cannot be mefer nedarim of his wife. But what about someone that didn't hear? I want to go back to that last question that we didn't answer yesterday. From this Gemara Tzmashma, we're answering that question. Which means we're only saying that a cheresh, who's not ra'ui, he cannot be mefer. But a person that didn't hear, but since he has the ability to hear, like we say by Minachot, he's ra'ui lebila, could be what the deen will be, it'll be okay. So now we're really answering the question of yesterday that we did not answer. Now let's see the Ran speak this out. Look at the Ran. If they start getting wide, we're talking about a cheresh that speaks, they don't show, but he cannot hear. Right? Because he has the ability at least to hear. The Gemara's conclusion is the Shemi'ah is a problem. I mean, he has to hear. And if he doesn't hear, no good. And what do we learn from Veshama Isha? Perat le'eshet cheresh. It's coming to exclude if the guy is a cheresh. Good. So cheresh is no good. Nechatav ha-Ramban zal de-davka cheresh mishum de-lav bar shimi'au. Aval inesh de-alma de-bar shimi'au. But a regular guy that has hearing, lo me'akeba b'shimi'ah. Even if he doesn't hear, it's okay. Dinehi de-lekel mevshat ba'yan de-le'en mid-tanya v'shema isha prash le-eshet cheresh. Which means, if that's the case, how come we didn't answer yesterday's question from this pasuk? Because it says v'shema isha. It's coming to exclude a cheresh, right? So come and tell me, oh, dafka, it's coming to exclude a cheresh, but a regular guy that can hear would be okay, which means you're only excluding a cheresh. So therefore, you could have answered the question from this pasuk that Rabban says. The name of Midrakat cheresh, maspa deheka davi bar shimi'ah, lo makiba be shimi'ah. You couldn't bring this as a proof yesterday. Why? Mishum deheka davi dilma mishum urchad milta'a nakat cheresh. Vuadin, the ma'al ba'alma. Which means you have no da'ayah. Because I could have told you that when it showed Veshama Isha, it's just giving you a case of Hiresh, but who adin, the regular guy that doesn't hear, that didn't hear it as well. It's just giving you the more normal case of why a person would not hear, because he's deaf. But in Ikanami, maybe the pasuk is coming to include not only a deaf guy, also a regular guy that didn't hear. So therefore, the Gemara yesterday did not bring this as a proof, however, the ilo temaki the ayel amay lo pashtei lei ba'ya me'agbaraita. Yela v'day mishub de'ika de t'choye, k'da ha'inina miyu, I feel like even though we didn't bring this as a proof for yesterday's question, kevan de'kamar abhi barhamah, im temsed lomar ba'al mefer b'lo shmi'am, u'mismech le'na mi'adir b'yisra damar kolar u'i li'bira, en bira me'akibet bo, mashma de'achi kaimalan, which means, since we know when it comes to the bila issue, that's the menachot issue, we do hold like that. Kol ra'ui lebila, as long as it's ra'ui to mix, the mixing is not ma'akev, so we're going to apply that same sevra by the deaf guy. Deaf guy, he's not ra'ui. Masha'enken, a regular guy is ra'ui, even though he didn't hear, it's going to be okay. And that's the way that Ramban is posek alakha, the ma'aseh, there's a difference between a deaf guy, who's not ra'ui at all, or a person that can hear but didn't hear the neder. All right, that's the shita of the Ramban. However, that is not the opinion of Harambam. The Ran goes on to say, I'm sorry, take it back. The Ramban agrees to this. Now, even though, if you remember on yesterday's daf, when we had this question, the guy didn't hear the neder, we brought seemingly proofs, and the Gemara rejected every proof. So the Ran just speaks out now that you should know the proofs are better than the rejections. And therefore, don't think, we didn't bring any proofs yesterday. No, we brought proofs from Braitot, from Mishnayot. We rejected them. The rejections were dochak. And therefore, lema'aseh, and that's the way Rambam is posek, a deaf man cannot be mefer nedarim. Which means, how do you find out that they communicated to him somehow that his wife made it, but he didn't hear it actually? How far out his doesn't work? Veshama isha. Somebody like we had yesterday who did not hear the neder, but he has ability to hear, he can't be mefer nedarim. So that's the next question. That's that question. Now we go to the next case. Comes and goes, Ibayadehu Ba'al Maushi Afilishten Nashav Batahat. Okay. Guys, two wives. They both made the nedarim. Simultaneously. Or whatever. You know, the same day, let's say. Can the husband be mefer simultaneously to both wives? Which means, can he make a hafara to take care of both? Well, what's the she'ela? Which means the Ran learns, the guy saying to his wives, Mufar lechon. I am making a hafara to both of you. Can he do that? Can you make a double hafara? Well, what's the question?
So the Gemara says, "Ibaydu bal miftmau sheyefilish tin hashav bebat achat ota davka." Well, the pasuk says ota. Right, that's the language of the neder. It says beyom shemoa isha yani ota. On the day the husband hears it, he will annul it. Yani ota. So if you learn it davka, not otam, otam, one at a time. So if you say it's davka, olav davka. Well, you say it's not davka. The pasuk just said otam, because that's the normal situation. A guy's one wife and he's mifitting a neder. But if he has more than one, he could do two at a time. So that's the she'ila really over here in this question. Is ota davka, olav davka? Yani ota. So comes Gemara, I'll bring you proof. Amar Avina, Tashema, en mashkin shte sotot ke'ahat. Mepene shliba gas mechabirta. Okay, we know the law of the Beit HaMikdash. Lady is suspected of committing adultery by her husband, right? So the law is he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, brings it to the Kohen. The Kohen takes special waters. He erases Hashem's name in the water, and she has to drink the waters. If she's innocent, she'll be okay. Beracha. If she's not, she blows up. So now the question is, can you give to drink simultaneously two sotot? The two sotot come together in Beit HaMikdash. You drink, give him a glass and to drink, a cup to drink. You erase the name in each one respectively. Can you do that? So the deen is over here, according to Tanakama, and Mashkim Shte Shosot Keahat. Why? No. Each one in a separate cup, separate waters, but you're doing them next to each other, simultaneously. Why? Because what's going to happen is, we're concerned that the Tameh lady is going to drink even though she's Tameh. We'd rather the Tameh lady admit before she has to drink at all, because we don't want to erase Hashem's name. But what's going to happen? One lady is going to be Tahor, or Tehora. So what? She's not scared. She's going to drink. So the lady that's Tameh is going to say, oh, she's drinking. She's going to also drink. So it's going to cause the Tameh to drink, and therefore God's name is going to be erased for no reason. Right? Because if she would have been alone, she would have been intimidated, she would have admitted. But now she sees the other one drinking, it's like, she gets comfortable with it. And therefore, she'll drink herself. That's why the Tanakama, which happens to be the Rabbi Shimon, says, you don't give them together. However, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo min Hashem uzeh. That's not the reason. Ela mishum shneemar vehishka ota. Oh, I'm sorry, the pasuk says really vehishka. But there's a dot in the he. Vehishka. Vehishka is mapike. That's like it says the pasuk vehishka ota. Ota lebada. Oh, so what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says when it says the word ota, not ota, when it says the word vehishka by sota, it's coming to say what? Vehishka ota, meaning davka ota. So similarly, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold by nedarim that when it says veheni ota, it's davka one at a time. But that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Tanakama. Tanakama is the rabbis. So if you say the Tanakama is the rabbis, you see the rabbis don't go with this ota business. They don't learn ota as davka. They learn a different reason why the sota you cannot give to drink simultaneously. Because I'm worried about the issue of gasba. So therefore, since Tanakama doesn't go with ota davka, understand what I'm saying? By sota, they don't go with ota davka. It's not from the word ota. They're learning the reason why you can't give two sotot to drink together is a separate reason, because we don't want them to get comfortable with each other, and one's going to drink when they shouldn't have. So therefore, when it comes to nedarim, and you have the word ota is lav davka, then echanam, according to the Tanakh, you'll be able to give, to be mefer, to nedarim simultaneously. And who's the halakha like? Tanakhama. We don't go like Rabbi Yehuda when you have Tanakhama. So therefore, comes Rabbi Nats really answering the question, mutar. You can be mefer, to nedarim simultaneously. Why? Because ota is lav davka. You're right. According to the Biuda, ota is dafka. You don't go with the Biuda. You go with Tanakama. Tanakama is the rabbis. So since you're going with the rabbis, the rabbis are not doresh the word ota vishka. They're just giving you a new logic. They're saying the reason why you can't give two sotot together is why? Because you're concerned about the one of them is going to drink unlawfully. But what? When it comes to the darim, you have the word ota. They don't doresh ota. And therefore, no problem. You can make up for the darim. Sabbatist. That's one way of learning the sugya. Okay? That the shita, according to Tanakama, will tell you that it is okay. That is mutar to be mefer. Look at the Ran now. לא מן השם הוא זה. Look at start. ולעניין הלכה. Two lines down in that line. ולעניין הלכה. איקה מהדמה דרבינה מדרבנן מוכח לי לבעיין. That Ravina was answering his question from Rabbanan, which is Atana Kama. De lo mashma lehu ota dafka. He doesn't go with the word ota. Da yava ta'ma mipnish shriba gas b'havirta. Hilkach naktina de ba'al mefer l'shte nashav ka'achat. Bingo. Ve'aki ita betosifta de mechiltin. And then he brings a tosifta daran. And the tosifta is beferush, that a husband can be mefer to nedarim, of his two wives. Now, incidentally, when we say this, we don't only mean a husband to two wives; it can mean a father to two daughters. It's the same concept. So, look. I want to get the halakha here. Adran is setting it up. What did Ravina do? He brought a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The proof he's bringing is from Tanakama that we have a pasuk that says vehishka, which is like saying vehishka ota. And Tanakama doesn't go with the Ota Dafka. He goes with a new reason why you can't give two sotot to drink together. Because of they're going to get comfortable with each other. But normally when you see the word Ota, it's Lav Dafka. Therefore when it says by Nedarim, Yani Ota, it's Lav Dafka. Therefore you can be Mefer to Nedarim simultaneously. And the Ran says, we have a Tosefta to back it up. Then he comes along and brings down the shita of the Ramban, and he says, "Ve'en ken da'at Ramban." Why? So he says like this: the Ramban learned the sugya a little differently. He says, "Who's the Tanakama, by the way, in this shita?" I told you the Tanakama in this bright of sota is Rabbi Shimon. Now we know Rabbi Shimon has a famous shita throughout Shas. He's Doresh Ta'amid Dikra. He's the one that. Whenever the Torah tells you a law, he always gives you the reason of the law. Oh, so once you're telling me that, says the Ramban, he also agrees, Tanakama, when it says Vihishka, it says Vihishka Ota, which means it means that you have to give one at a time. Rabbi Shimon also agrees that it's Dafka. He's just giving you the reason why it's Dafka. But the point is, even the Tanakama of this Deen in Sota agrees that Ota is Dafka. Understand what you mean when it says Vishka. Vishka, Ota, it's Tafka, only one at a time. I'm just giving you the logic why it's one at a time. And if you just say, no, we don't go with reasons. The reason why it's one at a time, because Tafka says Ota. But both agree that Ota is Tafka. So it comes out according to the Ramban, when it comes back to the question of being Mefer to Nedarim at the same time, according to nobody would be permissible. Therefore, you cannot do it. Therefore, not going to Tanakama, which is the Mishimon, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, but you have a Tosefta, because the Ran called it a Tosefta. So the Ramban comes along and says that Tosefta is a Shibush. It's a Shibush. It's not an accurate text. And therefore, the Ramban holds the Ma'aseh. You cannot be Mefer to Nidarim at the same time. So we have a fantastic Mahloket according to the Rishonim. Good. Now look at the bottom line, two lines on the bottom of the Ran. Then Eli, lahalacha, dechihechi de'enu mefer l'shten hashav batachat. So the Ran does take the Ramban, by the way. It's just like you can't be mefer two wives at the same time. Hakana me'enu mekayim l'shtem ka'achat. Oh, you can't be mekayim also at the same time. Deha be'ahi sugyad l'kama mashu dechihechi de'ota ketiv b'hafara dafka, hakana mida ketiv hakama dafka. L'chmo shekhto be'ota sugyad b'shata shmeya. The ota is going back on both. Just like you cannot be mefer two at a time, you cannot be mekim or mekayim two at a time as well. All right, so just to review the this sugya very quickly, the Gemara's question was, can you be mefer two nedarim at a time? According to one shita, the Gemara's answering, you can, because ota is lav davka. And according to the Ramban, no, ota is davka. And therefore, since ota, only one at a time, therefore, according to both shitot, it will be forbidden. That's the way that Ran takes Lamaseh. Okay, go to the next Mishnah. This is a Mishnah already that we saw the deen already. Bogeret. What's a Bogeret? It's a girl we said is 12 and 6 months. She's mature. Sheshahata yud bet chodesh, that she waited 12 months. Va'almana lam bid yom, or an almana that waited 30 days after she got engaged, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hoilu Ba'ala Chayav B'Mizunoteh. Since the husband already has to start supporting her, feeding her, Yafir. He has the rights to make kafarat the darim. V'chemim Omerim En Abal Mefer Ad Shtekanes L'Rishuto. V'chemim say no. The husband doesn't have rights to be mefer until he actually marries her. Now let's discuss the subject again. We learned this earlier. A bogeret really leaves the father's domain, as we learned, because only a ne'ara does the father have a right to be mefer nedarim, the father, that is. Once she becomes a bogeret, the father is out. And the husband is out as well. The arus. However, the Mishnah is teaching us a hadush over here. That a bogeret, after a certain time when they make up to get married, if the husband doesn't get married by that date, he's already obligated to start supporting her. Okay? So the hadush of Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah is, once already he has to start supporting her, he has rights already to be mefer her nedarim, even though she's only an arusastim. Which is, it goes without saying, once they're married, Vadai has rights to be mefer. They don't have to tell me. The hadush is, you have a case where they're not married yet, she's still a bogeret, they're still only engaged, and he has rights. When does that kick in? So, whenever the time of a bogeret is. Now, we learned earlier that the time of a bogeret really is, it depends. It can fluctuate from 12 months to 30 days, depending on exactly at which stage of bagrut did the arus marry. And an almana is 30 days regardless, which means, what does that mean? That means a guy, let's say, gets engaged to an almana. Once 30 days passes, he has to start supporting her. Once he has to support her, he has rights to make a farat nidarim. Same thing with a bogeret. Once, let's say, either 12 months pass, or can be even as short as 30 days pass, depending on when they get engaged. Once that cutoff time passes, now the husband has to support. It's like he has jurisdiction now, right? It's because I'm supporting you. So since he has to support, he also has rights now to make a farat on the nidarim. Good?
When does she make the farat?
She makes it now when she's a bogeret.
After this, not before.
Well,
and
no, it's like they're married. Exactly, it's like they're married. Just like married is on further, on forward. It's like they're married. Therefore, a married person goes on forward, not on kodmim. Okay, that's the deed. So therefore, the Mishnah. Let's read it again now. Bogeret. Now we put a comma in this Mishnah. Bogeret comma, which means whatever the time is, because it could be 30 days even after the engagement. Vishish shahata, that's the way the Ran reads it. Or a case of shishata yudbet chodesh, that's a regular case of a na'ara. A regular case of a guy gets engaged to a na'ara, after 12 months, he has to start supporting her. So that's a hadush, right? One. So they technically married the inyan nidarim after 12 months. Once he's hayav to support her, yafir. He can make up for her. Good, so it's a straight up machloket between Hakamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Hakamim don't go with this business. Hakamim say you don't have rights to make hafarat nedarim until you're actually married. Ah, but I'm supporting. Well, don't link the two. Supporting is a din in support, but it's not a din in hafarat. Now let's go to the the Ran speaks out incidentally that the one that's arguing on Rabbi Eliezer is actually Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, Rabbi Yoshua. Right, he's the bar pukta of Rabbi Eliezer bechod dukta. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabbi Eliezer u'mishna rishona amru davar echad. Okay. What Rabba is going to do now is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer of Mishna, which is the deed that you could be mefer starting from the support, he is the same shita as what we call mishna rishona. The first Mishnah. In Masechet Ketubot, we learned a case, which we're going to read it right now, where a betula says, Notnim le betula yud bet chodesh. The guy gets engaged to a betula. You give her 12 months. What does it mean, you give her 12 months? To prepare for the wedding, makeup, stuff like that. But after 12 months, it says over there, he's chayav now to start to support her. So much so, the Mishnah says over there, that he has to support her, that she even gets to eat terumah. Normally, the wife of a Kohen eats terumah. The Hiddush is over here in that Mishnah that after 12 months she's even able to start to eat. They're not married yet. Normally we say, let's go slow. Normally we say an engaged girl, engaged to a Kohen, does not eat Terumah. If you remember in Masechet Ketubot, we gave two reasons why an engaged girl cannot eat Terumah. Number one, we're worried that she might take it home to her brothers, right? She might go to her, she's living in the house still. She's going to take Terumah, she's going to feed it to her brothers, the brothers are Yisraelim. That's a problem. And the other reason we said is because of Simfon. Simfon, we said, is she might come out and see that she has a blemish. Right? The guy didn't marry yet. All of a sudden he sees that she has a blemish. Retroactively, the engagement really was nullified. Now she comes out eating Terumah illegally. Okay, that was the two reasons why the Hachamim made a Gezerah. I want you to point out, from the Torah, an engaged girl eats Terumah, by the way. It's the Gezerah of the Rabbanan for these two reasons that they cannot eat. Now, it should be noted that the Gemara, we learned in Ketubot, if you remember, after 12 months, technically both these things don't apply. Why? Because after 12 months, I'm not worried about her going home. Because once he starts to support her, which is the thing after 12 months, he usually gives her her own apartment to live in. So she doesn't go home anymore. She really stays in the... He's miyahed la makom. Okay? So if I'm not worried about going home and feeding the Terumah to the family members. And once already he's starting to support her, he does what's called bidika. He sends one of his family members to go check her out to see that she doesn't have any blemishes. Right? So he's going to know already by that time. Once he has to pay, he's going to check her out to make sure there's no blemishes. So he's not worried about that. Exactly. Not worried about that case as well. Now, here's what we want to say. Here's what we want to say. The Mishnah doesn't tell us who the author of that statement is, by the way. It's a blanket statement. It just says, and the ara, a bituna, you give her 12 months, and after 12 months, you can eat Terumah. So the Gemara wants to say, you should know that Mishnah is a Bidiyazir of over here. Which means, the Rabbi Eliezer that says after 12 months, you can make Hafarat Nedarim. What's the linkage between Hafarat Nedarim and that deen over there? So Pshat is like this. From the fact that you see, after 12 months, we allow her to eat Terumah. That means the rabbis, they waive their Gezerot. They waive the Gezerah. Even though we said there's two gezerot over here. There's a gezerah of she might take it home. There's a gezerah of mumin. The rabbis came up and said, you know, after 12 months, we're not going to even be mahmir. Now, I told you there's no reason to be mahmir, by the way. I explained to you why they're not mahmir. Because she's not going home and the mum was checked out. But you know what? The rabbis, even though sometimes the gezerot don't apply, the rabbis are mahmir anyway. The rabbis would have been mahmir not to give her Terumah unless they found another Torah law that we're lenient on after 12 months. And the Gemara is saying like this, since after 12 months, we see already that the husband is able to make hafarat nedarim, so therefore what? We're really considering them married. So since you're considering them married, hafarat nedarim, so that's why they allowed her also to eat Terumah, and they weren't mahmir on her. Which means, if you wouldn't find another Torah law that we allowed, they wouldn't have been mekel by Terumah, by the way. They still would have been mahmir. But from the fact that already the Bidiyaz over here said that we're mekel for to eat, to make hafarat nedarim, even though they're not married yet. Torah law, you can only make hafarat nedarim when they're married. But we're treating it as if they're married, to what make? Hafara, so the Gemara wants to say, now I understand who that Mishnari Shona is over there in Ketubot. The rabbi that was Matir Terumah is the rabbi that was Matir Hafara. Again, because if I wouldn't have found a Matir in Hafara, you wouldn't have been Matir Terumah also. The rabbis would have just been kept their Gezerah, and they would have been Mahmir nonetheless. But since we know that already, you see, you have a Shittah Rabbi Eliezer that's saying, you know what? After 12 months, you can solely, exclusively make a Hafarat Nedarim. He must be the Shittah that was Metira to eat Terumah. Good, so that's the linkage between the two Sugyot. Now I want to point out, that's called Mishnah Rishonah, the first Mishnah. That's why there's a Mishnah Harona. Because in Masechet Ketubot, there was a second version of the Mishnah that said that a Ne'ara that's married, even after 12 months, cannot eat Teruma until Chuppah. Yeah, but that was Mishnah Harona. We obviously, the Mishnah Harona, we're not going with. We're going with Mishnah Yishona, that just like after 12 months, you can be Mefer Nedarim, that's the sheet that it's going to say, that after 12 months, she can eat Teruma. Who's the author of that? Rabbi Eliezer. Good, so we're linking the two sugyot. Now let's read that inside. Now, part of the Mishnah Yishona, I gave you the raw Mishnah Yishona without any confusion. The Gemara is just going to bring you some other dinim that come out as well. One of the other dinim is, which is a side point for our sugya, but one of the other side points is, let's say you have a yavam, which means, let's say the girl was engaged. Okay, so let's say she was engaged, and 6 months passed. 6 months passed, she doesn't eat teruma yet. Right? It's only 12 months. And then let's say the guy died, the baal died, and now she fell to yibum. Okay? When she fell to yibum, now let's say 6 months passed now. So technically you have 12 months, she does not eat teruma. So we have a rule that the only reason why a engaged girl eats teruma. What's the reason why an engaged girl eats teruma? She's not a kohen. She's not married yet. She's not a kohen. Because the Torah says kinyan kaspo. Kinyan kaspo means any possession also eats. When a guy gets engaged, she becomes a possession. He gave her the ring, right? He has a possession. A yavam is not considered, that girl is not considered kinyan kaspo of a yavam. It's kinyan kaspo of his brother. So therefore, just a side rule you should know when it comes to a yavam cannot give, a yavam kohen, cannot give his wife a Yisraeli to eat turma until they're actually married. Because it's kinyan kaspo of the brother. And that's it. Huh? Even after 12 months. That's right. That's right. Even after 12 months. And that's what the Gemara, well, actually, we'll see a machloket amongst the Rishonim in one case. It might be okay, which we'll see now. Let's read that inside now. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer u'mishnari shuna amru davar echad. They both said the same thing. Ditnan, Masin Ketubot. Notnim lebetula yab chodesh. She give the betula 12 months after she's engaged. Lefanes atzma. Until 12 months, she supports herself. Higiya yab chodesh. Once 12 months passes, ochelet mishelo. Already she eats from his, which means he has to start supporting. The ochelet betruma. And what? She starts eating truma. As I explained to you, the rabbis now did not make their gezerah anymore because after 12 months there's no reason to make a gezerah. Aval hayavam eno ma'achil betruma. Like I told you, because it's not considered kinyan kaspo of the yavam. Asta shisha chodashim b'fnei abal. Let's say she was engaged 6 months to the husband. V'shisha chodashim b'fnei yavam. Then he died. Then she fell to the yavam. V'afidu kulan b'fnei abal chaser yom echad. Or for that matter, let's say she was 12 months minus a day by the husband. Then the husband died. Or kulan b'fnei yavam chaser yom echad. Or she was 12 months minus a day by the yavam, ena ochelet betruma, which means, bottom line, the yavam cannot be ma'achil. Now, it's a machloket amongst the Rishonim. If, let's say, she was 12 months by the husband, where she started to eat teruma, now she fell. You see, from our Gemara's mashma, in that case, she could eat teruma. Because once already the husband was ma'achil her, so therefore, the yavam picks up where the husband left off. And it's masked like that in the Sriya, because the Gemara's case was, she was by the husband 12 minus a day. Masked that if she was there 12 months, she keeps eating by the yavam. And the other she thought say, no, even in that case, she would not eat. It's lav davka. So therefore, that case is a machloket. But fine, but you understand the principles. Now the Gemara says, zu mishnari shona. Right, that's called the mishnari shona. Bet din shel acharehem amru, but the bet din that followed this Mishnah said, "En aisha ocheret betruma ad shetekanes lachupa." She can't eat teruma until she goes to the chupa, which means the rabbis were machmir on this lady. I don't care if after 12 months you're starting to support her; doesn't matter. For teruma, it's gotta be chupa. Leave Mishnah acharona. We want to go with Mishnah Rishona. And now we're saying again, the Mishnah Rishona that allows her to eat Tumah after 12 months must be going like Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. Why? Because since you see Legabe Hafarat Nidarim, after 12 months, once the support starts, he has rights to make Hafarah. So that would make sense that that's why the rabbis also did not make any Gezerot and allowed her to eat. Because if I didn't find another place, for example, a Doraita place like by Nedarim, that he has jurisdiction at that point, the rabbi still would have been mahmir by Teruma. They just would have made a gezerah. That even though she's being supported, I would say just like she doesn't have hafara, he doesn't have hafara Nedarim, she doesn't have Teruma. But once I found that in another place, by hafara that he has rights, so to the rabbis gave Teruma also. Therefore, I'm linking the two subjects together. To that, the Gemara says, who said, Amar le Abaye, Abaye tells Rabbah, who told you to link the two subjects together? Dilma lohi, maybe it's not so, ad kan lo kashmi'inan mishnah rishuna ela le mechal betruma de Rabbanan. Aval le darim de oraita emalo. Big difference. No, because I can tell you that what, you know what? I can tell you that the Shita in Masechet Ketubot, you know why it was lenient? Because this Teruma over here, the only reason why I was osir it is a Gezerah Med Rabbanan. So after 12 months, I'll go back to the Torah alone, be lenient. Masha'enke, just because I'm allowing her to eat Teruma, that's not the ayah that I'm allowing her to be mefinid. That's the Torah law. Hafara Adarim. Understand? Between Minat Torah, you can only be Mefer Nedarim if you're married. So therefore, just because you saw in that Gemara Masechet Ketubot the allowance of after 12 months for it to eat Terumah, I'll tell you, you know why? Because the whole thing is, anyway, Minat Rabbanan Gezerah I made on it not to eat Terumah. Minat Torah, she can eat Terumah. So if I'm lenient on Terumah, there's no bearings that I'm going to be lenient on the Hafarav. So who told you to link them? Big difference between the cases. And now I go the other way. And the Gemara says the other way as well. The Ad kan lo shemat le Rabbi Eliezer le gabei nedarim. And I go the other way. You know what? Maybe Rabbi Eliezer himself doesn't agree with that Mishnah in the Masechet Ketubot le gabei Teruma. You know why? Because by nedarim, he holds like Rav Pinchas. Meshemet Rav Adamar kol la noderet al da'at ba'alai noderet. Aval Teruma afilu bet Rabbanan nami lo achla. I can go the other way as well. Maybe I'll tell you Rabbi Eliezer doesn't agree with that Mishnah in Ketubot. Just like I just told you, maybe the Mishnah Ketubot doesn't agree with our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah doesn't agree with the Mishnah Ketubot. Why? Because I'll tell you, you know why. What's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer? Why does he say after 12 months the husband can be Mefer Nedarim? Because we have a rule of Rav Pinchas. What's the rule of Rav Pinchas? Kol hanoderet al da'at ba'alai noderet. A lady, why did the Torah give the rights to a husband to make Hafarat Nedarim? Stam, logic. What's the reason? Where does a husband get rights to Mefer Nedarim of a wife? So the Pinchas gives us the logic. Because a lady, when she has the husband's sovereignty over her, any neder she makes, it's al da'at, the husband. It's almost if it's unspoken, but it's spoken, that whenever she makes a neder, it's with the permission of the husband, which means that the rights are, she understands that he has the rights. It's almost like, you know, built into the neder that it's al da'at, the husband, right? And therefore, I can tell you that's why the Bili Ezer, because he subscribes to the logic of the Pinchas. When does that unspoken da'at kick in? At the time of the support. Okay, once already she started to get money from the husband, she feels obligated now to the husband. So therefore, that's when the Bili Ezer says, listen, after 12 months, when she started to get money, the kola noderet al da'at ba'ala kicks in. But that doesn't tell me that she can start eating teruma. Maybe when it comes to teruma, the rabbis still kept their gezerah, even though the gezerah really is now not so applicable, because really she has her own apartment and really you check out the. But I could tell you, not every person always gets her own apartment. And I could tell you also, by the way, that that checking out to a third party is not really a good checking. He didn't check her out himself. And if it could be he's going to find the moon. And if retroactively he's going to feed her to the umah where he shouldn't have. So therefore, could be just because he was mekel on hafarat nedarim, Rabbi Eliezer, there's no proof that he's mekel for to eat to the umah. Hafarat nedarim, I got a reason why I'm being mekel. Hafarat kolad uterit al-da'amala, he noted it. But think about the umah, maybe the rabbis kept their gezerah. Like I'm explaining to you, why would they keep the gezerah? Maybe after 12 months, maybe he doesn't give her an apartment that always. And maybe the checking on a third idea, third place, since one of his relatives to go check her in the mirhas, maybe that's not really a good thing for him. At the maybe really he'll find the amum. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, you thought to link the subject. Ah, the same rabbi that was matir hafarat nedarim after 12 months is the rabbi that was matir terumah. Wrong. Wrong. I can tell you, the rabbi that was matir terumah was not mefir nedarim, and the rabbi that was mefir nedarim was not matir terumah. Why? The rabbi that was matir terumah, it's only din de rabbanan terumah. So then it won't go there. But if hafarat nedarim, Torah law, you're not married yet. And the opposite way, the rabbi that was matir hafarat nedarim, that's because we go with the logic. Kula noderit al da'at ba'alah, he noderit. And if they start supporting her, she's already subjugating herself to the husband. Maybe the rabbis kept their gezerah. And therefore, even though it's after 12 months and supporting, maybe they know. So the Gemara says, you cannot link the two sugyot together. Okay, now the Ran. But again, I want to speak out one nikudah, which is ikan nikudah in the sugya. The original logic of the link between and eating terumah, it's a very sensitive, delicate link. Because I'm explaining to you, just like you would be, because we found a place that you see after 12 months, a Torah law kicks in, where she's able to make, he's able to make hafara, that's the reason why, must be, we allowed her to eat terumah. Why? Because obviously, we're not going to make any more gezerot. Because normally the rabbi is the mahmir. Just like, what's the reason why a lady cannot eat terumah during the engagement? Because we have gezerot. Now, a lot of times the rabbis, they keep the gezerot, even though the gezerot, let's say, doesn't really apply, but still they keep the gezerot because that's the mahmir on the rabbanans. So if I didn't find that he could make hafara, I would have been mahmir that she cannot eat terumah. But since I found that she could eat, she can make he can make hafara, so already we see we make kale in the Torah law, so therefore I'm not going to be mahmid also on the terumah. That was the Gemara's initial connection. The Gemara said, no, could be you make kale by terumah, but you're not make kale by hafara, or could be you make kale by hafara, you're not make kale by terumah. Now the Ran brings down, Miksat Rishonim wanted to learn from this sugya a chidush. A chiddush that the Ran himself says that, in my opinion, it's a shegaga. They made a mistake in their analogy. It's not true, he holds. And what was their mistake? They wanted to say that, according to the Pinchas' rule, kol anoderet al da'at ba'alai noderet, right? So let's say a guy comes to make a neder, and he makes a neder. I'm making a neder, you know, al da'at my friend. Right, as a friend, I'll doubt my friend, you know, I'm given the jurisdiction, I'll doubt my friend. So they wanted to say from this sugya, you learn what? That the friend would be able to nullify the nidr. You don't got to go to a hakam. In that case, since it was just like the husband has rights to be mefer the wife's nidr, you don't got to go to a rabbi. Mm-hmm. Right, the husband has rights. So too, kolan noder al da'at havero. He's given the rights to the friend. So therefore, haveros can come along and say, I'm not interested, I want you to have this nidr. Comes the Ran and says, the mistake over here is that Rav Pinchas didn't say his law to anybody. He said the law explaining the deen of the husband where the Torah gave him the rights. Which means the Torah gave rights to a husband to be mefer nedarim. Rav Pinchas is just coming to explain what's the pshat and the husband having rights. But the Torah did not give rights to a friend to be mefer nedarim. If it's not the husband or not the father, it goes to the rabbi. So therefore, just to make now to extend this law, to come along and say, oh, I was mefir, I'll dot my friend. what's that, doctor, your friend? There's no such thing. Now, that doesn't mean to say, if a person made a condition, I'm making a neder, I'll deny that if my friend doesn't. Oh, that's another story. Conditions, of course, a person can make. No, I'm talking about the aldat, which means I'm making it the aldat, you know, my friend. What's aldat? The subjugation, the Torah only gave that to a husband over his wife's nedarim. Masha'ikin, a guy to his best friend, whatever it is, there's no right to make hafarat nedarim. Therefore, you cannot make that link. Now, I want you to read that just inside, just to see his lashon. It's in the last ran. Last ran on the page. Right? Vika di alfe mehacha. Right, so starting with the black words there. Vika di alfe mehacha, the black letters, right? De mishin adar al dat havero. Hare ze yachol latir nedro. Shlop yacham. Di echi damrina nacha. De mishmachi matzi baal lechoder lafer mishum de nadra al data. במפרש שאתה מעדת חברו מצא מפר, זה לא גרם מפרש את החברו, מסתם דה בעל. A friend's not worse than the husband. דהיינו תמה אחר, והתם, same reason. Why? משום דכנדר על תנאי, it's like he made a condition. וזו אצלי שגגת הוראה. Just to me, this is a mistake in the הלכה. דאף על גב, דאמר דעל דעת בעלי נודרת. Which is even though he said, al da'at ba'alai noderet, and he's going to speak out, which I spoke to you already outside already, it's only by a husband with the Torah gave him the rights, but not by a friend. Okay? And that's the sugya itself. Okay. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.